Once a student buys or receives an electronic dictionary, he or she will probably use it until it breaks, even if it contains individual dictionaries of low quality. Money is tight these days. Many students simply cannot afford to buy new electronic dictionaries with high-quality dictionaries installed. This is so even if they are strongly advised to do so by their teachers. Considering the many advantages of paper dictionaries, I suspect that the debate over using them or their electronic counterparts will continue, despite the fact that students can now access online dictionaries with smartphones or other devices. Potentially advantageous new technology for which they should be grateful. Yet teachers and students alike should keep in mind the fact that not all English learners can benefit from such new technologies. Some are good at keeping up with advances, while there are always others who fall behind. Electronic dictionaries are relatively new, and people are still in the process of learning how to use them wisely. If students are aware of their disadvantages, they may gain a lot by using them. One small electronic dictionary can give a student all the information that a half dozen paper dictionaries contain. Also, some of these little machines have a cross-reference function that allows a user to check many different example sentences in which a given word appears. I sincerely hope that English teachers will instruct their students on using electronic dictionaries wisely, without making too many nostalgic remarks about paper dictionaries. If they do, students can enjoy the double benefit of learning to use new technology well, while becoming better English speakers at the same time.